2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Well, we've changed things up a little bit. We've got a special guest on here in hour two. It's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And our special guest is Brett Finot from the School Sucks podcast.
Hi, it's great to be back.
Hey, Brett, thanks for coming on the show with us tonight. This was kind of an impromptu thing. You were in town,
yeah.
And you know, we got together, and you said that you thought it would be fun to do some work on Free Talk Live. So here you are, and I really appreciate you being here. If you want to talk to Brett, or if you have something you know you'd like to hear us discuss, you're welcome to call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype us. LRN.FM is the Skype name, and I'm sure we've also got some topics that we wanted to talk about too.
Sure.
Right, Brett?
Yeah.
First, let's take a call because this person has been waiting patiently since last hour. So thank you so much, Lance, for holding. And what's on your mind tonight?
Well, as far as women goes, I mean, I'm not going to use the word. I was told not to use this word, which I think is a little ludicrous. It's the if a guy's good looking, then that's about 90% of the battle. They don't consider anything else. And I think, what was it, 20, 30 years or more ago, this serial killer murdered 30 women.
Ted Bundy? So who's that?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay. He was quite handsome.
Okay.
Yeah, there you are. You know, they can come off as good-looking and a nice personality, and they don't know anything about psychology, and it really, that's the, what's the word that they use in college? The prerequisite, right there, boom. So, and if something is, you know, a good-looking pair of shoes, and the shoes may be of inferior quality, or oh, what a nice-looking baby, you know, it goes on and on about looks or what something appears to be, you know what I mean?
So are you saying that that's a complaint you have about just women, or, because I think everybody does that to some extent.
I think women are more locked into it, young and old women, I mean. Wow.
You don't think men get fooled by good-looking women and taken advantage of?
Yep, but not as much as women.
I, as a man, totally disagree. Totally disagree.
Yeah, how's that?
I think men are much more susceptible to that superficial charm and appearance of women. I don't even think it's a contest, from my experience.
Well,
anyway.
What does it matter who's more susceptible to it as a group? I don't even think that.
And I agree with what you said, that both men and women are.
Yeah.
Well, but it's in general, not just women, but if anything looks good, it's high quality, and that's not true.
You know? Well, you know, but I'd like to address what looking good is, because, you know, people will say that, oh, well, you know, they have different tastes and all that stuff, but I think in actual, as far as looking good, what that actually is symmetry. I think beauty is symmetry, and beauty is health. And if a person looks healthy, and, I mean, symmetry isn't that big of a deal, but bottom line is if they look healthy, yeah, I think that's it just makes sense for that to be attractive to someone, be it evolutionary or not.
A lot of the conventional measures of attractiveness, when we're talking about people, not objects, but, like, the conventional measures of attractiveness often reflect things like people's hormone levels around puberty or or currently, and they'll be telling you information about basically the reproductive fitness of that person. And so, you know, men who have higher testosterone will have like a square jaw or broad shoulders. Women will have full lips and big breasts and things like that, and a curvy waist. And that all signals, hey, I'm fertile. You know, find me attractive and sexy because I can have babies. Now, in the modern world, we're not all running around trying to reproduce as much as probably people were in the past, but we're still susceptible to these things because that is in our biology, right?
That's genetic determinism.
But we can also use our rational minds to figure out that, hey, just because I find this person attractive doesn't say anything about their personality. I could talk to them and they could be a jerk, right? And we have to use our reasoning minds to discern that. Liz?
Yeah, but I guess I'm also talking about quality instead of quantity, or even merchandise. Something can look good and it could be of inferior quality. With women, I feel that it's right across the board. If it's a good looking product or a good looking baby or a good looking man, you know, anything that appears to look good, they get sucked up into. And if you don't believe it, I mean, let's take some marketing research.
I just don't understand why you're focusing on women. I mean, I think this is a problem with everybody. But for merchandise, I do want to ask you a question about merchandise. You know, things that are maybe of inferior quality but look pretty or shiny on the surface.
Yeah.
Aren't there some things that maybe people don't want a pair of shoes that's going to last them for 10 years? Maybe they'd like a pair of shoes that they can wear a few times and not pay very much for, but they still look good. Right? Like, aren't there different things that people might want out of the durability and the cost of a product where, you know, they might not always be looking for the thing that's of impeccable quality? They just want something that they can use.
That's a good point. I concur with that.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing regarding women. I think they should really watch this regarding drinking. Women don't have the muscle. What's the word?
Muscle mass?
That's it, the muscle mass of a man, and they apparently have a little bit more, is it fat or whatever? And when they drink, the alcohol goes through them a little faster, and if any woman gets drunk, then, you know, a male looks at a female who's drunk, and they I don't know if all of them do, but in general, I think a man who sees a woman perceives that a female has a little problem being unstable. Or
you're saying he's going to see what he can get away with? Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I think we all have to take responsibility for our actions, right? So
absolutely.
You know, including thinking about what kind of situations we're putting ourselves into and how safe we're going to be. And, you know, this is...
But they don't always think of that, and it reminds me of this one woman.
Neither do men. Sometimes they get behind the wheel. Sometimes women get behind the wheel.
Oh, my God, is that bad news? Yeah, drinking
it's bad
driving.
News, Lance. Thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Gentlemen, anything to say?
That was fun.
Yeah. All right. We got another call on the line. We're going to talk to Daniel now, listening in San Francisco. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. I have just a couple of sort of anecdotal thoughts about the differences between men and women and how they speak mates and whatnot.
Okay.
And this is just my experience. It seems to me that men tend to have a list of disqualifying attributes, and if a woman, as long as a woman does not hit any of those red flags, they're prepared to put up with a whole lot or make adjustments or whatever. Whereas women, I tend to see, have a punch list of positive qualities that they're looking for, and as long as the man will hit every point on that punch list, they're prepared to, everything else is negotiable.
Are you saying that there's a difference in the level of standards, you think, between
men and women? No, not the level of standards, but the way that the standards are evaluated. Suppose a guy would say, I really like this girl up until the point that she said X, Y, Z or did A, B, C or whatever, and then just ruined the whole thing for me. Whereas more often I hear a woman say, oh, I liked him because he had this, that, and the other thing, but then I really wanted a guy who also had this fourth attribute, and he just didn't have it, so he's disqualified.
All right, it's time for N of One experiments. Gentlemen, do you fit into that paradigm for yourself?
No.
Okay. What about you, Brett?
You know, I'm just thinking back on, like, my experience with women over the last 15 years, so going back to college, and I think that I took into adulthood a very low level of self-esteem, having been kind of a chubby kid that didn't get a lot of attention from girls, and then by the time I, you know, was an adult, that had changed a little bit, but I still think that I was making bad decisions based on a low level of self-esteem.
Daniel, if you would hold the line, I want to talk more about this. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Brett.
Brett Vinod from School Sucks Podcast.
Indeed.
Check out his website at schoolsucksproject.com.
Right. Yeah, people should come actually and register, make a user account, and they can...
You can friend me, and you can friend Brett, right?
Yeah, I dig the new website.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
It's very Facebook-y, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It has a social component to it, which I think is a big draw.
A lot less trolls so far, anyway.
Interesting.
So that's good.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can check it out yet one more time, schoolsucksproject.com. He's got a podcast on there that's very popular. I think you might enjoy if you enjoy Free Talk Live. And by the way, if you want to help Free Talk Live, if you like what we do and you want an easy, free way to send us a little tip, it really helps out Free Talk Live, you can use the link shop.freetalklive.com, shop.freetalklive.com, to find Free Talk Live's affiliate portals. There you can enter sites like Amazon and Newegg. And if you go through Free Talk Live's link, which you can even bookmark later so you don't have to, you know, go to our website and then go through wherever you wanted to go. Whatever you purchase after that point will give Free Talk Live a small referral fee, but it won't change the price that you pay. So it's just literally a free way to send Free Talk Live a little spiff and thank us for what we do. So we thank you very much for that. And, gentlemen, we've still got Daniel on the line listening in San Francisco. He was talking about some things, some thoughts that he had about basically differences in the way that he thinks men and women will evaluate potential partners. So, Daniel, why don't you go on with your thoughts?
Well, that was kind of the extent of my thought on that area. I had another thought about just the general lack of women in the libertarian movement, though.
Well, before we get to that, I think Brett had a little anecdote that he wanted to talk about with you.
Yeah, I just I remember being very non-discriminating, having come from, you know, this adolescence where, you know, in pretty formative years, 12, 13, where I was kind of a roly-poly kid, I didn't have a lot of confidence, and that was something that carried with me into adulthood. And I was making a lot of very poor decisions, probably into my mid-20s, about the people with which I would get, or who I would get involved with, that if they were good-looking and they liked me, that was two for two. And it was enough to get started at least with a sexual relationship. But sometimes those sexual relationships would linger. Sometimes that lingering would turn into like a sharing a living environment all of a sudden. And, it took a couple really bad experiences like that for me to start thinking more about, beyond the physical, I think. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's very similar to my experience. I feel like there was a point when, so long as a certain threshold was reached, and there were no, big disqualifying things, then, everything else was negotiable.
The first thing I thought of when you said that, Daniel, was like, why doesn't everybody have high standards? Why doesn't everybody have some characteristics that they can articulate that are clear that they are looking for in a partner? And, perhaps at some points in their life, they're not looking to get into, major relationships that take up a lot of emotional energy and real estate in their lives. But they at least have some idea of, who they might want to spend a little time with and how intimate they'd want to be. I don't know. I'm just curious, why it's not more common for people to have a defined set of standards that they would want in a partner.
Well, I think we also go ahead, Daniel. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think it has a lot to do with people's self-confidence.
Yeah.
And also in our formative years, someone like my age, I'm 29. I grew up, watching MTV and whatnot. And you look out there and you think, well, everyone seems to be having no trouble getting together and hooking up and having a good time and life's a party and whatnot. And then, you get to college and after a few weekends, you're like, well, what the hell's wrong with me? How come I haven't gotten laid yet? Everyone else is doing it. And then it just sort of take what comes your way.
Yeah, also I think in those formative years, another important thing is that we are led to believe that a lot of our worth comes from pleasing other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that can certainly, if you're not good at playing that game of pleasing other people at all personal cost to yourself, by the time you're an adult, other people's just acceptance of you can be kind of an aphrodisiac, which is really, I think, indicative of having that low self-esteem. That, this is extremely attractive, this person who accepts me.
Or appears to accept me.
Yeah, exactly. They might be feeling the same way. Sorry.
No, that's right. The one thing I have with like this whole thing, men, as long as they got to meet these such and such standards, and with women, okay, there's this, and then everything else is negotiable. That just, I don't understand the whole dating thing in the first place. I have a very hard time grasping like that. That people actually go out to find someone to be with, like they make a concerted effort, you know. And maybe that's part of the problem because, you should love yourself first. And I think when someone else loves, I mean.
So you're thinking, Brian, if you're doing the things that you enjoy and love, then why aren't you just meeting people and then maybe a relationship evolves?
Yeah, my concern is that you're not doing the things you want to do in love because you're too busy out there trying to find people, okay, that you want to be with or whatever, when actually you should be finding those people because you end up both, by total accident, doing the things that you enjoy doing and loving. And so this whole, like, I got to get a girlfriend, is a false paradigm. It's a false, that's not even real, in my opinion. I don't understand it at all. And I've had relationships. But, I mean, it's been with people that, you know, they just happen to be at the same place I've been, at a convention or something, and we see each other at a lot of conventions, and we're just hanging out, and then, you know, at one point we just have sex, or maybe we're at Dragon Con, and then it's like an orgy or something. But the bottom line is that this whole going after someone, it sounds like hunting a deer, or you know what I mean? And that's a problem in itself, because it's disrespectful to the person you're going after,
Brian,
and it's disrespectful to
yourself.
It's
your target.
But that's the thing. Like, if there's like these bullet points, there shouldn't be bullet points. If it's a person that you're willing to spend the rest of your life with, then you shouldn't be willing to spend. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go that far. Anyway, if it's a person you're willing to spend the rest of your life with, you should run into them anyway because they're doing the same thing you are.
That is totally true, and I think people get caught up with trying to do the things that they think other people expect them to do in order to make them lovable. And you can't win at that game. You know, that just makes you chase your tail.
No, right. But that's the thing.
You're going outside of your own terms.
Confidence is loving yourself and knowing yourself. And you're not going to have confidence if you're trying to please other people. You can't have confidence because it's not self-love. It's loving what other people are.
What I think seduces people about that is it's a kind of narcissism. When you encounter someone who seems like they are attracted to you and charmed by you, it's like a mirror that only reflects back on you the things about yourself that you want to see. And so the relationship goes really well for a while, as long as the mirror only reflects back the good things. But after a while, all the crap between your teeth and the nonsense that people do to each other, it starts to seep through, and so the mirror starts showing things about yourself that you don't like to see, so you go find a new mirror. And on you go. And it's the serial monogamy that is so pervasive in our culture.
Indeed, Daniel. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE is our phone number. You can also Skype us, lrn.fm, right here on Free Talk Live. There is more coming up. I think we're going to get conspiratorial.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Here on Sunday, Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Brett.
Brett Pinnock from School Sucks Podcast is joining us tonight, and you can check out his website, schoolsucksproject.com, one more time. Just want to make sure anyone who's just tuning in knows who you are and that you're filling in for Mark for just 1 hour of the show tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for being here. And thank you, Brian, for being here, too. I'd like to do a show
with my pleasure.
You gentlemen.
Pleasure to be here with Brett. This is great.
Right. Yep. Double your pleasure.
Absolutely. I'm all about pleasure.
Aren't we all, Brian?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, too. If you want a way to contribute to Free Talk Live, we really appreciate it when you join our Amplifier team. You can find out more about that at AMP. That's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can donate voluntarily $5 a month to Free Talk Live, and those will add up and really help us promote the show and do all the neat things that we do, like bring you video, bring you different interviews with people, and travel and promote the show. Ian and Mark do a lot of that, not so much me, but I'm trying to help them out here. Amplifiers also get perks like access to the AMP call-in line and the AMP commercial-free podcast. That's a big draw for a lot of people. Plus, you get to help out a show that you hopefully enjoy in spreading the ideas of liberty. So if that sounds good to you, one more time, amp.freetalklive.com. And let's go back to the phones, gentlemen. By the way, you can call the show at 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And let's go to the phones where Caesar is waiting. Caesar, are you with us?
Hail.
I sure am. Just a humble blogger from the blogosphere calling in.
Okay.
I listen to you guys a lot. These conspiracy theories always bug reminds me. You know, I can't put my finger on it. What it reminds me of is religious people. I don't know if you've ever heard of Seventh-day Adventists.
I used to be one.
Well, then you should know that they're like the Christian version of conspiracy theorists. It's just a big house of cards. And I think I kind of narrowed it down on why, how you can notice a conspiracy theory or a rabbit hole idea, I guess is what maybe be a non-derogatory, non-pejorative way to say it. You know, anything that's kind of built from the ground up, and it seems like they require two actors, right? So you have one person who has an obsession with a certain imagery, a certain conclusion, and then they work their way backwards to what appears to be first evidence. And then the human mind, how it works is you just see evidence and you can follow a trail of evidence. That's why they call it a rabbit hole, is because you can just keep going and going and going. But it doesn't really lead anywhere but to more rabbit holes, because you're building up rather than building down. And that's why, I mean, the only cure is science. Because science does one thing. It doesn't tell you why. It doesn't tell you, you know, who. But it creates useful, predictive algorithms. And the thing about rabbit hole ideology is not a single one is predictive. The libertarian philosophy in and of itself is very predictive, right? We say, well, you know, if you create this government system by a force, that force is going to create corruption, which will lead to more negative ends than positive ends. It's not worth it. Don't do it, right? It's predictive and prescriptive, whereas conspiracy theory logic is all working backwards, just doom and gloom, and just says, nope, look, everybody look at the conclusion. Look at the conclusion that we found.
But you acknowledge that there's a multitude of real conspiracy in history and in government.
Sure, sure. And, you know, if it's not useful information, it's all just fanciful. It doesn't really matter if it's not predictive. Do I think that it's human nature to get together and plot? Sure, that's useful predictive information. But I don't need to go down rabbit holes in order to find or to know that.
Caesar, could you explain what you mean by the word predictive? You've used it a couple times. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, well, you know, the scientific method is you make an observation,
yep.
Right? You take note of that observation. You see a general pattern. You create a prediction based on that pattern. You say, okay, if it went here, there, and the other, then it should go to the left. And then you go check at the left, and hey, there it is. That's how you have a scientific theory. You know, in a nutshell, that's the scientific method. Whereas, you know, studying history isn't science, right? It's just...
Right, they're not testing hypotheses, right? They're sort of... Are you saying that you see some people that are sort of starting out with a conclusion and then attempting to justify it, and so they're going backwards? Yeah.
Well, it seems to be two actors. So somebody says, I'm going to find this conclusion, because they saw a vision, or they believe that the new world order is all around us, and here's the reptiles, and I'm going to find evidence of the reptiles, right? And so this person is that crazy, and they find it, and then they present only to you the evidence they've found, and to you it looks like something that they've found moving forward. It looks like legitimate science, where there's, you know, evidence where, oh, hey, look, I found this, that, and then I predicted I would find the other one, and look, lo and behold, it is here. But really what they did was just construct the evidence backwards. All of these rabbit holes are like that. Mm. And you can create in your mind fantasy connections faster than I, as a rational skeptic or a scientist or whatever you want to say, can deconstruct them.
There's an emotional component to this, too. I mean, you have to start out, like, really wanting to believe that conspiracy. And the phrase that I've used on my show is the conspiracy context, with everything can fit into it. So if you look at somebody like Alex Jones, who might do some valuable work, his starting point, and this has a lot to do with, you know, he's built an empire around this kind of content. People tune into him because they want to hear this kind of content. So all the momentum of the production itself is already going that way, but then anytime something happens in the news, he can just fit it into this context, this construct that he's already built.
Is that stacking the deck?
Stacking the deck would be if he, like, take a specific conspiracy where there was a lot of inconsistencies in the evidence, as there always is at the beginning of news reporting and something. So he could just take all of these news reports. So stacking the deck is like cherry picking, kind of.
Okay, gotcha.
Where you would say this, this, and this are anomalies in the reporting, and then not balance that with any of the later reports that correct it and develop a more consistent story. So he stacks the deck by cherry-picking the examples that he wants in his favor towards a conclusion that he's already made, and I think this is what Caesar is saying, that you start out wanting to believe this, and then you just, you kind of backfill it once you're already at the conclusion.
Right, right. Yeah. Brett, you did a show. Oh, go ahead, Caesar.
One of the most dangerous parts is that when, like you say, when you get those two people, when you have that first person making the backsell, maybe they're crazy or maybe they have a vested interest. You know, a lot of it, I think, just comes from the human fear of death. We're always trying to look and find where that death is and how we can avoid it. But then you have that second person who doesn't know how crazy the other person was or what the other person is doing, and so honestly and earnestly builds their way up. You know, this is how religions get started as well, and I think that's a really important part of it as well.
Yeah. You know, in my experience, and I was talking with you gentlemen off the air, and Caesar, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. I was talking about this with you gentlemen off the air, but I think it's worthwhile to bring this conversation on the air, because over the past couple of weeks on the Sunday Free Talk Live, kind of since Brian started making an appearance on the show, we've had the topic, you know, conspiracy topics, for lack of a better word, have come up a number of times on the show. Usually someone calls in and then we get started talking about it. And, you know, I would say that I describe myself as a person who, you know, I'm a scientist. I'm really into rationality. I'm an atheist. You know, I like pride myself on being skeptical in a way, I guess. And I really, really ignored anything that sounded or smacked of conspiracy theories up until I met Brian, because Brian was able to present like an overview of quote conspiracy topics to me in a way that he had no interest, or he had no I don't know what to call it.
I didn't have any skin in the game.
Yeah, he had no stake in whether I believe this stuff or not. He just said, okay, this is what they're talking about when they say this thing. Whereas with everybody else I had encountered up to that point, they seemed to really want me to believe it, and they believed it themselves, and they were going to get me to believe it however they possibly could, including by yelling, wake up sheeple, and stuff like that.
That's very much like religion. Parent to child.
That's what Caesar said. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk more about this. If you have thoughts, 855-450-FREE here on the Sunday show of Free Talk Live. Also Skype, LRN.FM, more on the way.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
That's right.
And Brett.
You're listening to the live Sunday edition. Brett, by the way, joining us just for this hour only from School Sucks Podcast. So if you want to talk with Brett or if you want to talk with us, bring up anything that's on your mind, you can call us at 855-450-FREE or Skype LRN.FM, 855-450-FREE or Skype LRN.FM. And gentlemen, you know, next weekend is the Liberty Forum. And
yes,
it's a really cool event. I'm looking forward to it a lot. It's going to be happening in Nashua, New Hampshire, and I think you can show up to the event and purchase tickets on the spot. I don't know if they're still selling them online, but it's a convention full of liberty-oriented speakers. And not only that, but you can get together with all kinds of people who are living here in New Hampshire who are into freedom or who have traveled here because they want to hang out with others who are also into similar ideas. So it should be really fun. I'm looking forward to it. And Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting, oh gosh, I think Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum remote broadcast. So, and you'll both be there too, right?
Absolutely.
We are actually a sponsor.
School Sucks is sponsoring Liberty Forum.
The lanyard.
Cool.
That's the strap.
Mm-hmm. It goes around your neck, then hangs the badge from it. Right?
So everyone will have that around their neck, which I think is great. That was Jason Osborne's idea, who's a sponsor of our show. So.
Brett, can you just say more about that?
Oh, sure. Well,
you're getting some off-mic coaching from Mark.
Sure. The idea was that it would be, this is a very targeted audience at the yeah. Liberty Forum, right?
Because I think he wanted you to talk about your show. What is your show?
Oh, sure, yeah. School Sucks Podcast is a podcast. It is a call-in show. It is a YouTube channel, and it's an online community where we're really trying, our general goal is to separate schooling from education. Today, people think that those words are kind of synonymous with each other they're really more antonymous, like they're almost opposites of each other. I mean, certainly school is a place where some education can happen, but education is really an individual pursuit. So we want to, you know, not to be overly negative, but we want to be able to point out all of the damage that the government school system does over the 12 years that most people spend there. But we also want to give people insights into what real education is and how, you know, it's something you can do yourself. And it's something you can get started on immediately. And there's plenty of people out there on the internet who are lining up to help you for free.
Yeah.
All of us.
Absolutely.
Being in that group. Yeah. So.
Thank you so much for making that available. And if that sounds good to you, check out Brett at schoolsucksproject.com.
Yeah.
All right, let's go straight into the phone calls, gentlemen. I think Mike's listening in Montana on XM. Mike?
Good evening.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, I've just been listening, and I wanted to call in and just, you know, talk a little bit about conspiracy theorists and how that it seems as things have been getting more and more corrupt that and there are a lot more conspiracies that are affecting our lives and, you know, slowly turning this into a police state or at least a place that, you know, we have a lot less freedom, that there's been a concerted effort on by the media to, you know, use the term conspiracy theorist.
Derisively.
Just pretty much yeah. Anybody who points out any kind of, you know, corruption or anything, you know, any kind of law breaking that's going on that, you know, that concerns them. Because if you see that throughout history, as places, you know, like, say, Nazi Germany or Russia or any place, you know, goes into a tyranny, that a lot of people really don't want to believe it. And, you know, when there's so much at stake, our freedoms are at stake right now, that, of course, people are going to get a little emotional, and maybe they'll, you know, just they'll see a couple of conspiracies are real, and then they'll believe a few others. And I think it'd be a lot better that if somebody comes at you and they really want you to believe because, you know, they generally genuinely are scared or concerned for their lives, that you need to approach them with, you know, maybe help them understand that the way that they're approaching this isn't going to, you know, help change anybody's mind, or, you know, maybe even give them some tips on how to research things so they're not just, you know, repeating anything that they've heard.
Yeah, I like talking about communication style, and I can understand and relate to the passion and the anger and so forth, especially, you know, when a lot of people, I think, who are interested in, you know, what would you suggest we call them besides conspiracy theories? I don't know, like alternatives or something like that. A lot of people who are interested in these ideas are maybe listening to Alex Jones a lot, and they're getting a real, like, gloom and doom message, and it's scary.
But is that actually clever on the part of Alex Jones? Because if you think about where Alex Jones might be pulling a lot of people from, it's people who are already interested in politics, right? Which is a very negative, very
yeah.
paranoid,
yeah.
very angry place. So he brings them in with a language that they already speak,
yeah.
you know, and acclimates them to maybe a new understanding, a deeper understanding. Because most of the stuff that Alex Jones talks about on his show is true. You know, from what I mean, that's just
or at least grains of truth.
Yeah, or partly true. And he might sensationalize some of these stories. But I have never seen him, and I have some exposure to what he does. And I've actually done a couple of shows about him. I've never seen him start a story from a completely, you know, erroneous, false, made up, you know, just pushing some idea that he thought of himself, which is what, you know, that's what people might think he does. But he always starts with the truth and then sensationalizes it, often to a point where a calm and rational person just can't follow him. And I think somebody should talk to him about that, because he might be able to reach more people. But maybe that's a niche that some people are attracted to because they already speak the angry, paranoid, fearful, and I hate to say, but hateful language of politics. And that's an easy transition to the world of Alex Jones from there.
Hmm. Mike,
well, I think he actually illustrates the point. He pays a lot more attention to what's going on than most people, and he's been doing it for I don't know how long. And I think that especially he just gets, I don't know if he can control. Well, actually, he apologizes several times a day. I listen to his show a lot. His voice grates on me, and it's really hard for me to, you know, to follow it for very long. But there is a lot of good information there. And, I mean, he's even really careful when something is speculative to let people know it's speculative. But the thing is, he's already still leading because he's bringing it up and showing you other situations like that have happened. So,
Mike, thanks for calling in tonight. I do appreciate you bringing that subject up. Yeah.
There's an interesting clip of Alex Jones from a documentary called, I can't believe, I'm sorry for bringing this up on this show. It's called David Icke, The Lizards and the Jews. right?
And Are you serious?
Jones, yeah. And Alex Jones. David Icke is the reptilian guy.
Yeah.
The guy who popularized. He's a British.
He has a documentary called The Lizards and the Jews.
Yeah, that, this is a, no, it's a documentary about David Icke. Because these are his two targets, right?
I see.
And Alex Jones is interviewed, young Alex Jones is interviewed in this, probably in the late 90s. And he says, this David Icke guy, you know, it's really frustrating because he says all this stuff that is true.
Yeah, I'll talk about the Federal Reserve and things like that.
Yeah. And then he'll throw in this thing where all the powerful people in the world are lizards.
And wear
outer space.
Yeah.
And discredits his entire thing. And then I was like, is Alex Jones describing David Icke? Or maybe for some people, is he describing what he does?
Mm.
You know, because he will, I have been ready to send Alex Jones videos to people who are mainstream and say, like, you have to watch this. This is some good information. And then the last 90 seconds, he'll just do this epic freak out that makes the rest of the video, you know, it just waters the rest of the video down so much as far as its credibility that I can't send it on.
Like a gay juice box, watering it down.
Yeah, so that was one of the questions about Alex Jones.
Oh.
Is that he's, you know, so much true information, but then so much sensationalism, does it hurt the true information?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the sensationalism what is needed to carry that true information? So I,
those are the conspiracy theories about him, are that he's disinformation. You know, he's trying, he's put there to discredit ideas maybe of liberty or resisting tyranny or whatever by his, you know, whatever you call him, freakouts.
Yeah, I just find him to be one of the most mystifying figures because it's very hard to get a read on what he's really all about. And I really want to believe that he's just a well-intentioned, passionate person who has a bad temper. And I've heard him say on his show, you know, I can't back down to a bully. You know, I was bullied when I was a kid.
Well, that was clear
that
with the Piers Morgan interview.
Who is a bully, very much. And
but it was really just too, I mean, he's bullying him back, you know, he's dominating the conversation.
Yeah, oh,
but
sure.
Anyway, I do want to bring on another call. We've got Andrew on the line in International Falls, Minnesota. Andrew, are you with us?
Hey.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live.
No, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on conspiracies, I guess, and kind of maybe give my, how I came to liberty through the channel of conspiracy, pretty much.
Okay.
Me too.
I started out, is that the music?
Yeah, Andrew, if you want to tell your story, please hold the line. I would appreciate that. All right, it's Free Talk Live. We've got Hour 3 coming up next, 855-450-FREE. If you want to tell your story, or Skype, lrn.fm. And Brett, thanks for being on with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And there's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments. Stay tuned.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.